If you like what you're hearing, why not try a StephCast subscription? Only $4.95 a month if you buy a year in advance. Go to StephanieMiller.com to find out how.
We have a very big guest who will also join us on panel at Sexy Liberal Los Angeles next Saturday along with Rob Reiner at the Mark Taper Forum. Hurry, those tickets are going actually very, very fast. There's not many left from what I hear tell. He's a Twitter god, as we all know.
Yes,
if you don't mind my saying so. Good morning, Congresswoman Ted Lieu. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
It was so great to see you a couple weeks ago.
Same here, and thanks for all that you do.
Thanks for all that you do. You are, I think, become Trump's best Twitter troll, if you don't mind my saying so. You have time for legislating and for trolling, which is fantastic.
He does provide a lot of material to work with.
For instance, you said now we have confirmation that Lion Ted Sessions has lied under oath again, right? How many times?
Sessions under oath said basically he had nothing to do with Russia, didn't know anything about it, and completely denied any relations with Russia. And now we know during the campaign, he was told all about Russia.
What? How many times can you get caught lying and still remain Attorney General of the United States?
Seven. I think if you hit seven.
Seven. Okay. I knew that you would know that information. And you also tweeted, Trump blamed Kushner for his role in the decisions, according to the Vanity Fair article. Also, why does Kushner still have a security clearance? This is something you ask daily. I mean, it is sort of blinding the amount of Russia revelations we're just this week, starting with Mueller Monday, right?
Correct. I had a security clearance before Congress. I started active duty in the military, and you have to fill out these forms called SF-86 forms. They're very long, they're very complicated, and if you mislead or omit materials, right on the certification page, it says you can be prosecuted for a felony.
He
submitted two misleading and false forms. He had to submit a third one to get it right. And you don't just forget all your Russian contacts. When you omit all of them, that's intentional.
Right. Well, and you also tweeted, epic Twitter meltdowns by enablers of Donald Trump like Roger Stone show they're very scared of Mueller's Russia indictments. And you also said we're fighting to protect Mueller's investigation. I mean, that's the thing that starts to get scary, right, is that Republicans so far are not joining you, right, in doing legislation to prevent him from firing Mueller.
So we are working on legislation to protect Mueller from being fired, and we are in the process of getting a Republican co-author, so hopefully we'll get one. Depends on the courage they have next week.
Yeah. Well, boy, it really seems like, I mean, I don't know what your take is on where we are now. I wonder if we're even done this week. What do you think? Friday News Dump Day, starting this week, starting with Mueller Monday.
It's possible. What's clear to me is the special counsel is not on anybody's timeline. He's just going to do what he thinks is the right thing to do. And his goal is to get convictions if he sees evidence of criminality. He's not interested in the congressional calendar or the president's calendar. So I have full faith and trust in Special Counsel Mueller, and his indictments were very strong. No one is out there saying that Manafort somehow didn't do these things or Gates didn't do these things. He now has a guilty plea. So I think it was a very strong showing that he put out earlier this week.
Well, and it's hard to underestimate how serious the Papadopoulos indictment is, right? I mean, that really was the bombshell, even more so than Manafort.
That's collusion. You read the guilty plea, that's basically the Trump campaign working with the Russians trying to get dirt on Hillary Clinton. That's exactly what the problem is that everybody feared the campaign did last year. And it looks like they did that.
Yeah. Well, because obviously Trump keeps repeating that everyone knows there's no collusion. Everyone agrees now. And he also said, I'm not under investigation. Neither of those things are true, right?
Well, so what makes America great is he doesn't actually get to decide if there was collusion or evidence of criminal conduct. A judge or jury will decide that.
Yeah.
And in terms of whether he's under investigation, it's not clear. I think he is. And if not, he should be, because whether or not the special counsel finds collusion, I think he's already found it, but finds any more, we know that Trump already committed obstruction of justice, independent of anything else that's happening. He fired the FBI director, and then he goes on national TV a couple days later and says the one thing his attorneys would have told him never to say, which is he did it because of the Russia investigation. And then a week later, the New York Times published an article saying that he told the Russian ambassador he fired Comey to relieve the great pressure on him. Investigation.
Yep. And obviously that they're talking to Jared, I mean, that would be connected to the obstruction of justice charge involving Comey, right?
They're not just talking to Jared, they're talking to everyone who had any relation to the firing of Comey.
Right.
You only do that if you are pursuing the obstruction of justice charge. And I'm a former prosecutor, and I can tell you that this is a very broad statute. You don't actually have to obstruct justice. You just have to endeavor to influence, impede, or obstruct an investigation. And Donald Trump certainly did that.
Yeah. Congressman, what are you looking for next in terms of the investigation? I mean, you obviously know a lot more than we do about, what evidence is out there.
So you can either look at this and go, there were 976 coincidences, or really bad things happened last year. And I think we can already tell with the Manafort and Gates indictment that really bad things happened. The Papadopoulos guilty plea shows that there was coordination between the Trump campaign and Russia, and I expect more indictments to come forward. And if you read what the special counsel's office said during the guilty plea in front of the judge, they basically said that Papadopoulos was part of a much larger investigation.
Yep.
So
that sent a little thrill up my leg when you said there's going to be more indictments coming. My Monday rush is wearing off from Mueller Monday. I need a new hit. So the other thing obviously going on is the tax plan. You tweeted House GOP tax plan increases taxes on many residents in California, New York, New Jersey. I triple dare moderate Republicans to vote for this increase. And of course it punishes blue states, right? That's not a surprise.
It's surprising in the sense that if the Republicans want to keep the House next November, that they would do this, because the overwhelming majority of vulnerable Republicans running for their lives next year are in states like California, New Jersey, New York, where this tax plan really whacks. In addition, Maryland, Washington State, and some other states also get hit. So if you eliminate the state and local tax deduction in California, for example, the LA Times did a study showing that people in Orange County and LA County on average would have a tax increase of $8,000 to $10,000.
Right.
That's a big deal.
Yikes. Yeah, absolutely.
So, I'm not against tax reform. I'm against stupid tax reform. This is
right.
Just really stupid.
Yeah.
Increasing people's taxes to pay for tax breaks for the wealthy.
Yep. Obviously, the other thing this week, the tragedy in New York. I said this earlier. There is just no tragedy he can't make worse, right? And this ridiculous attack on Chuck Schumer that was, proven, of course, to be incorrect in record time as usual. But he is just a disgrace in terms of how he will try to divide Americans in any situation, right?
He is definitely the most disunifying president I've ever seen, and I hope he changes. He showed no evidence of changing, but I want him to realize he's not just president for his 33% base. He's president for all Americans, and he has yet to act like that. And
yeah.
It's very disturbing. He's trying to divide the country rather than unify the country.
Yep. Representative, you know what unifies the country is the Sexy Liberal Resistance Tour, particularly the fact that you will be there next Saturday at the Mark Taper Forum, along with Rob Reiner on panel with us, and we cannot wait.
I look forward to it.
You will be greeted like the rock star that you are, the Twitter god that you are.
Oh, you're so nice.
You. All right. We will see you next Saturday at the Taper.
Great. Thank you.
All right. There he goes, Congressman Ted Lieu of the great state of California.